It's so much worse in the north. Like, people down here don't even really know what the cold is. Like, they think 30 something degrees is cold.
Quick disclaimer. Welcome to the We're Not Experts podcast. What you're about to hear is for entertainment purposes only. It is not meant to be taken literally. Just like any other information, you need to do your research first. We're not experts, but you should also research information that these quote-unquote experts tell you anyway. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Cue the theme music.
What's going on? It's your boy Tez Reacts, back at it again with another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. I'm one of your hosts. The other end, all right, we got my boy Matt. How you doing, man?
Good, bro.
Right, so of course, if you're watching
Bird, man.
YouTube,
I just woke up, man. I'm starving.
if
Go.
you're watching this on YouTube, man, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. All right, we are also on any platform that sells you or gives you podcasts, right? So make sure you check us out on those. Hey, so for me, week has been pretty nonchalant. It's been just like any other week. All right, today's Memorial Day for any of the guys that we lost. I just want to say shout out to y'all. I will be doing my little Murph later, all right, like I do every year. So go ahead, we get that knocked out. But sitting home the other day, and I was just kind of doing that thing that I do where I kind of reflect on my childhood a bit. And I started to think to myself, well, as I was out there, doing a little bit of manual labor, I was like, man, I miss crackheads. That's literally the thought that I had. I was just saying to myself, I miss crackheads because I could just, pay a crackhead like 20 bucks. He'll go ahead, he'll cut my whole yard and he'll do all the work. And I won't necessarily have to do anything, man. But I also started to think about, the negative aspects of having crackheads around and whatnot. But it just made me want to ask you, and I shot you a text a little bit earlier, just what's one of the craziest things you've seen a crackhead do, man?
Hold on, man. We're not gonna skip past. You paying a crackhead $20?
$20.
Y'all got them bougie crackheads up in Detroit, man. Listen, one crack rock, bro. One crack rock, man. That motherfucker gonna fucking cut that whole grass and edge that motherfucker and everything. Now, what you saying? What's the funniest thing? Man, it's just so many things that I've seen a crackhead do, man. But I don't even know if this is funny, just to be honest with you. So, if you know what PCP is,
No,
you'd think a crackhead, we call it wet, but you'd think a crackhead is elevated above PCP. Anyways, crackhead rolled up on one of my, I wouldn't call him my homeboy, but somebody I knew. He was smoking his little wet, right? He gave it to him. Crackhead hitting the hell out this motherfucking wet blunt, man. Right? And it's wintertime, so it's snowing, right? And this motherfucker was like, damn, I feel hot, right? He started like doing this crackhead shit you think he'll be doing on crack. It's hot as fuck. He started taking his motherfucking clothes off, right? No bullshit. This man went down all the way to his drawers. Then he's like, oh shit, they chasing me, man. Look at the footprints, man. He started taking, just took off fucking running. My man left all of his motherfucking clothes dead ass in the middle of the wintertime and just took off sprinting. I was like, bruh, some of this fucking crack. You think, like I said, you think crack was on a different level, man, but hey, that PCP had my man fucking gone. But that's one of them. It's so many things a crackhead have done, man. But that's the first thing I came to mind.
Nah, bro. So when me and B were younger, when we were younger kids living over there on the east side of Detroit, crackheads is already struggling. So they looking for any old way to try to get it, right? So when we were younger, I just remember sitting in the house and all of a sudden the power goes out, right? So we look outside. Across the street, there's a vacant lot. There's no house. Well, there's a house, vacant lot, house. Well, the vacant lot was pretty big, but then there was a couple houses afterwards. All right. And in this vacant lot, you see a dude smoking, like on fire, literally on fire, just smoking. All right, the ambulance comes out and like puts the dude out. But it turns out that this young addict had the brilliant idea to try to take the copper wiring out of the electrical wires. All right. So he's out in the middle of the field on fire. You know, everybody's power's out and everybody cussing this man out all because they power out and you know, you just made a terrible decision to go ahead and try to steal the copper wiring out the electrical line, which is tragic because I don't know if that man died or not. I just remember everybody being pissed at him because nobody had power for like a good 2 days, all because he wanted to do that dumb shit. But I don't know, man. Just when you really sit back and you think about it, like as a kid, we got exposed to so many different things. Like I used to just think crackheads were just funny people. I knew not to smoke crack because I knew the crackheads. I think that was the greatest like no drug campaign
Deterrent.
in the world. Yeah, it's the greatest deterrent for drugs in the world. Just living amongst the crackheads. Like, you know, I don't want to be one of them. Which I just always kind of thought that was funny.
I got another one, right? This is not really about the crackhead, though. So I don't want to drop no names, so I'm trying to keep it. So back in the day, niggas used to fuck crackheads, bro.
That's a
Dead
fact.
ass, right? Niggas was fucking crack. Huh?
I said, that's a fact.
What's up?
That's a fact.
Yeah, so it was young cats, man. We were all like younger, right? So a couple of people I knew that I grew up with dropped out of school early to start hustling, right? So I mean, I was still in school and I was hanging out on the block one day with them. They were working. Shorty came past, little crackhead, tried to get something. They're like, nah, you too short. She came with like $3, right? Because typically, sometimes you'll give them a short. It's called a short, right? Like, I only got $4, man. Give me a short. All right. Give him a short. She came with like $3. My man was out there hustling. And he's like, nah, it's $4 at least. And she's like, that's why your dick little. Yo, we start cracking up. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, that's why you got a little ass dick. And he's over there trying to play it like he ain't smashed the fucking crackhead and shit. She started fucking just like telling this story and shit. Like, nigga, you remember you was fucking me over here and you kept fucking, it kept slipping out with your little ass dick. I was cracking the fuck up. Yo, Shorty threw him under the bus. But I mean, that was because I was young as fuck. That was funny to me. But yeah, crackheads do some crazy shit, man.
I mean, crackheads
What
are.
is your favorite crackhead story, man? Put that shit in the comments.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I
Everybody
can't
love
think of them right now.
a good crackhead story. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh yeah, man. Oh, we had special names for our crackheads, man. Because you know they always walking fast, so they get like a fast name. One like the names were like Flying Brian, Storming Norman. Like, yo, these dudes got their own name, man. And these dudes are well known in the neighborhood, you know, well known crackheads, man.
Nah, bro, it's just thinking about it, just growing up in that environment. I don't know. It's just as much as people want to say it was bad, I learned so many lessons just from being, you know, in that type of environment, right? But I saw this video, and this young lady was talking about if she believes that poverty is worse in the North or the South. All right. We're both Northerners, but yeah, I just kind of wanted to play this video just to kind of see what your take is on it.
You see what she's talking about.
Poverty in the South is 10 times worse than poverty being from up north.
I'm gonna argue with you because I'm a Mississippi boy that moved to Chicago at about the fourth grade. And to be honest with you, I didn't even know I was poor when I was in the South. And I never had to fend to eat. I was a fat, poor kid. We had fish and gar and bream and perch from the Mississippi River and the surrounding lakes and all kind of vegetables and plum trees and orange trees and apple trees grew wild. We ate good. It was good. Then I moved up north And I found out that, oh, wow, I'm poor. I also found out that there's a difference between a ghetto and a slum. You remember that song Tupac had, Brenda's Got a Baby, Brenda threw a baby in a trash can? That's a product of poverty in the city. That's what that is. In the South, you don't hear about babies getting neglected, thrown in the trash can. It's kind of like somebody going to step up. Up North, you are in the cold. Nobody cares. In the South, you're going to eat at school. Up North, you can be 7 years old in the first grade and you ain't going to school and nobody calling, nobody cares. Up North, you got third grade dropouts. Ain't nobody calling. Real talk. When it's bad, it's bad. Them the milk carton kids up North. When you poor, them all the kids that end up on milk cartons. Them, a lot of them kids end up in the Cookie Monster trash can or like Oscar the Grouch. Real talk. It's a difference. The conditions difference. But I would have to firmly say if I was poor, I would rather be poor in the South than poor up North.
Okay, yeah, so that was the first time I actually looked at the whole thing because I thought it was that video that I found earlier. But I completely agree with what that man was saying because I've lived in the North and in the South.
That's all.
I lived in both, and in all honesty, it's so much worse in the North. Like, people down here don't even really know what the cold is. Like, they think 30-something degrees is cold. Like, until you actually see motherfuckers freeze to death, like, people dying outside because they literally freezing to death. Yeah, it's not even comparable.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wasn't raised in the South, nor did I live in the South. I don't know shit about the South, to be honest with you. But what I'm saying with in the North, it's just the same thing. We just keep it at that, like, as in the weather. The weather is ridiculous, right? So, think about being poor, right? So you got to take, you don't have, like for me, I'm speaking for myself because I can't speak for anybody else. Like, not having central heat or heat in itself, where you have to huddle around a goddamn kerosene heater, right? That's just part of it. Now you got to take your ass to school smelling like that shit and motherfuckers coming at you and already, you're already poor. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is getting out the shower and then drying off and just being cold consistently. That shit's crazy, man. That shit is not comparable. I don't know, man. It's not comparable. And then in the wintertime, first of all, people are not as friendly as they are in the South, from what we know, right? So in the wintertime, it's not like you can go somewhere and find someone, right? People are outside to do shit. Like, they're going to the store, they're going to work, and they're back in the motherfucking house. Ain't nobody outside. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just that cold portion of being poor just takes a cake for me, man. And it can't be any worse than that in the South.
Well, so
that's all I got to say.
One of the things the original creator said in that video, because she said that the being poor in the South is better than being poor in the North. Or, excuse me, is harder than it is being poor in the North. When she was saying stuff like, you know, if you live in the country and you have nothing around you, there's no walking to the gas station. There's no, like, there's no people. So, like, if you were to just keel over and you were to die in somebody's lawn or something like that, nobody would ever find you. You know, she didn't bring up that point. That's the point that I'm kind of bringing up. But she was just saying, you know, everything's super spaced out. You don't have anybody around you. And those are her biggest talking points. But, yeah, just seeing, like, being poor in the North and seeing people that are, like, really, really poor. Because my family, we didn't have much money. I know my mama's sick of me saying that I was poor when I was younger, right? And she'd be on my ass. But because we were poor, right? But it wasn't, like, we weren't that, like, as poor as some of our classmates. I will say that. But there was times where we didn't have no heat in the house, so we had to huddle around the stove. She would keep the stove on. She popped the oven open so that we can try to warm up the house. And just little stuff like that. It's just people in the South will never even know about different things like that. Like, it get hot in your house, you got to open the window. You might got a box fan. Just that piece of it right there to me, and like you were saying earlier, it's not even comparable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what the South struggle is like. But that North struggle is something different. You know what I mean? Like, it's been times you'll know people that they can't wait for school to open because that's where they're gonna get their meal from. That's where they're gonna get their fucking breakfast and lunch from. You know what I mean? To say what I'm trying to say is, I didn't have heat, but guess what? I had food, right? Some people didn't have both, right? To where they got to school early because they give out the school breakfast. So they'll get to school a little bit earlier so they can get their breakfast. Like me, I'm going to school at 8 o'clock. Not going no earlier than that. I don't care about the food there, right? So you have to understand that. Like, there's people poorer than that they have to make sure they make it to school early just so they can eat. And that's their favorite part of the goddamn school. They're gonna eat. It's crazy, man. So I don't know what they're talking about in the South.
I ain't gonna hold you. So now that I'm a parent, I get offended when my kids go to school and they get their breakfast, right? Because, well, they bus get there early enough, but what pissed me off is we have to, well, I'm not mad about having to pay for their lunches and whatnot, but we have breakfast food at the house. For whatever reason, they prefer the school breakfast. So I always get the notification every day when they spend money on that account, breakfast and then lunch. And I'm like, all right, well, I know we got food at the house. Me as a parent, I get offended by that because it's like y'all don't necessarily need to be there eating the school food, but I mean, by all means.
Hey man, they're there, man. Let's see, their situation is totally different, though. You know what I mean? Totally different. See, like in the inner city again, for public schools, we didn't have a school bus to come and pick you up. You walk to school. Like me, my school, like my high school was, I would say about 2 miles away. I had to foot that shit to school. Like, do they give you, depends on how much your family get paid, they give you discounts on the public school transportation system, right? But I just walked it, me and my homeboys, man. Same dudes I was telling you that had to go to school to eat breakfast. We'll just walk it. And I'll walk it with them, you know what I mean?
That's funny
But
too, because literally
hey.
I was literally just talking about this too. So I looked at where my middle school was. It was about 1.3, it was like 1.35 miles away from the house. I used to have to walk that every day. And I used to have to get up early enough to make sure that I get up on time because my mom used to work nights. These kids don't even know that type of struggle. If my kids was even walking, if they were attempting to walk to school, I'd probably be locked up right now. That's how different the times is, but.
That's what I'm saying. Like where we at right now, they get a dusting of snow, school's closed. I remember walking to school where the snow damn near up to my knee, walking them 2 miles just like that, just trucking it through that snow, man, getting there. You know what I mean?
I don't know about
Don't get me
Philly.
wrong, my middle.
I don't know about Philly, but did y'all do
Look.
that thing like for y'all? Did they? So for us, when we was in Michigan, it can snow. It don't matter how much it snow, but if the snow stops at night and they get time to plow the streets, then you was going to school the next day. Like there was no getting around it, unless it snowed the entire night and they didn't get a chance to plow the snow. Your ass was going to school the next day.
Well, I mean, times might have changed, man. I ain't been to school in a minute, but when I went, you was going to school. It was a natural thing. We all know how to navigate the snow where we're from, you know what I mean? It's not like down here. You gonna walk your ass to school. What I was saying is, don't get me wrong, my middle school and my elementary school was right around the corner. When I went to high school, I was humping it, walking my ass all the way to school.
I never
Yeah.
got no ride. Well, so I was on a bus a couple of years in elementary school, but for the most part, I was walking. High school, I was catching the city bus. So, yeah, that was a little bit different. But everywhere, like, I was on my own every damn day. So you had to kind of navigate. And in all honesty, that's the reason why I'm so crafty. Like, I know how to navigate through certain situations because I used to go to a different high school. I used to have to catch a bus to where our high school, because we used to live right around the neighborhood high school, and kids ain't really know me, so I had to know how to get through them situations in order to not get my ass beat. from being from a different school. So it's just interesting because these kids ain't really, they don't have to know that type of stuff. They don't even have to even think about it. And I think we, because of that, these kids ain't gonna, like, they're gonna be different, man. They're gonna be real different.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, like the school for us, at the end of the day, they'll have the buses. They have like charter bus that runs one route. They'll come park in front of the schools, like four or five of them. I would not want to get on that bus anyways. All you hear is about people getting their ass beat on those buses. I'd rather walk my ass home. Not getting in no goddamn fight on the bus over some bullshit.
Right.
Fuck that.
And like, I was on the city bus, and it was at least two other different high schools that used to have to ride the bus. And like I said, you just had to figure out, you had to navigate. So you had to figure out, all right, well, I know they go to this school, so I should probably not be too close to them talking all that shit. Or it was a weird, weird environment, bro. But I learned. I learned how to adapt in the situation because, you know, I didn't really want to get into too much. Cause it's like you're not even in school at that point. You get into a fight on this bus, ain't nobody breaking that shit up, bro. You're gonna get your ass stomped out, or you're gonna be stomping somebody out. Your ass gonna be fighting for real. And you're gonna have to call the cops. And my mama gonna have to go pick me up in the police station. So I know I got to keep my mouth shut on this bus.
Yeah, no, man, I wouldn't want to try to relive my fucking childhood, man. Going through that bullshit again.
Fact. Hey, but moving on, we can go ahead. We can get into the valid or fuck out of here segment, where we talk about, well, we play a couple videos, or we talk about a scenario, and we talk about if or who's valid in that situation and who needs to get the fuck out of here. All right. So this first one, we'll go ahead and I'm gonna cue it up.
I feel she's in my heart every damn day.
That's right.
Don't start this shit.
You shut up, don't tell me.
Let me say this. Smoking up. Oh, they crying and shit. Money would have said.
So pretty much in that scenario right there, all right. If you've been in a black household and you got black family, you know there's always one person in the family that want to make those moments about them, all right? I wanted to ask you, Mac, do you think that that young lady is valid, or do you think she need to get the fuck out of here like homeboy just told
me? She need to get the fuck out of here. I know it's a sad time, but that's a balloon release party is more fun, right? You're not bringing it back down and shit. You're celebrating the person at that point. So yeah, she needs to get the fuck out of here. She's trying, like you just said, she's just trying to make it about herself.
No, that's facts. And you can tell everybody else was in an upbeat mood, everybody having a good time. And unfortunately, you know, when just in those neighborhoods, we lose people more than we would want to, right? But and it looks as if those people might have been, you know, people of a Christian faith. I can't really say that, but they were all upbeat and they were having a good time getting ready to do their balloon release, right? Because it looks like they believe in a higher power and the balloons, and they were pretty much trying to stay upbeat. And that lady, she was kind of killing the vibe. It's funny because there's a family member like that in my family. All right, that family member is my grandmother, and she will turn a party into something. She'll turn a party into doom and gloom real fast if you allow her to do so. So when that man told her to cut that out, I completely understood where he was coming from. So yeah, she need to get the fuck out of here. All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna cue up the next one.
We listen and we don't judge. One time I got really mad at you, so I peed on your toothbrush. It was at your house. I was so pissed at you that day.
We listen, we don't.
Don't judge.
One time. Wait, pause.
All right, he told her to pause, right? And I wanted to ask you, is that young man valid for pausing the video and looking at her and judging, even though they were playing the "We Listen and We Don't Judge" game?
I mean, if you throw that in there, we listen, but we don't judge. I mean, it's kind of hard because you're not supposed to. But I'm going to say he valid anyways, man. He valid because she violated. That's crazy. Like, who does, like, what kind of fucking shit have to go through your head where you want to piss on my toothbrush? That shit crazy. I don't know, man.
He's valid. But I kind of wanted to segue this to a different conversation, but we're still going to be in the Valid the Fuck Out of Here segment. It's going to be quick, right? But I wanted to ask you, what is one of the pettiest things that you remember doing to somebody that's kind of in that realm? So I'll give you an example of something that I did. And my mom and them, they're already aware, right? I might have told this story on here before, but I don't remember if I did. So when I was younger, I was about 13, 12 or 13. I was 13 because that's when the hormones really started to hit. And I just remember coming home from school. I was real tired one day. And I went to sleep. My mama come in yelling, like, wake the fuck up, blah, 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 blah. You need to get a wash of dishes. Me and my brain, I just said to myself, she got me 1,000% fucked up, all right? Because she was telling me to wash the dishes because she needs to cook. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I get up, I wash the dishes real quick. I wash the skillet that she was getting ready to use. So then she goes in and she making hamburger helper, right? She put the hamburger helper on the stove. So me being mad that she done cussed me out, I pour some dishwashing detergent in the food. Bro, and I felt really bad because my sister was getting ready. My sister ate the food, right? And she was younger than me. My sister's 7 years younger. She was little. She was like, she had to be like 5 or 6. And she was eating it. My mom was eating it. And my mom was like, this don't taste right. Well, my sister, she over there, she's sitting there. She's like, hey, like my throat is burning. And I'm like, hey, yo, like, I'm in the kitchen just kind of like, all right, well, that's kind of messed up. I wanted my mama to eat it. I didn't really want my sister to eat it. And her throat is in there burning because she's eating dish detergent. And yeah. So my mama come in there, she tore my ass up. And she was like, you put dish detergent in the food? I was like, nah, I didn't do that. I just washed it. I guess I didn't rinse it good enough. And they ended up getting Wendy's afterwards. She didn't bring me no food back. And understandably so. Because I damn near poisoned my family. And I wasn't even thinking about it, but yeah, that was a terrible thing to do. But that's kind of what I was asking. Like, have you ever done anything that's kind of on that level?
Nah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't, man. I thought about doing shit like that. I mean, the worst shit like that I ever did was I had an older sister and she used to bully the fuck out of me. Right? Like, well, she used to bully all of the younger ones. And she always used to make you get her shit. Like, get me this. Go do this. Get me that. So one day she was like, go get me some juice. And I was like, man, get your own juice. But being that I know I'm going to get my ass beat, I was like, man, let me go ahead and get this juice. So I went and got the motherfucking juice and I spit in that motherfucker. And then, you know, you can see the spit sitting on the top. So I went and grabbed the spoon and shit. I'm over there fucking mixing it in and shit. Right? So I took it, I gave it to her and shit. I sat down and I could tell she fucking knew and shit. She went and threw that shit out and came and whooped my ass and shit. I was just like, all right, fuck it. But guess what, man? She ain't asked me to get her no more, nothing else to drink though.
Nah, hey, so me.
I don't know, man. That was the worst I've ever been.
Me and B, bro, when we were younger. So I remember going downstairs, I was eating, and I finished off the last of the spaghetti, because you know it's always leftover spaghetti, right? So I woke up first thing in the morning, I was like, all right, I'm gonna eat some of the leftover spaghetti that my mama cooked. So I go ahead and I make my plate. He come downstairs, because he mad, because there's no more spaghetti left. He cussing. He like, oh, that's some bullshit. You ate all the spaghetti, blah, 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 blah. So me and him, we get into a fist fight. It is what it is. Happen all the time. But this fist fight woke my mama up. My mama worked nights. And so she like, you know, like, what's the problem? I'm trying to figure out what the hell going on. He ate all the spaghetti, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I didn't eat all the spaghetti. I left some. I left a little bit. It was inconsiderate, but I did put a little bit too much on that plate. Right? So then she was like, hey, well, because she thought I was going to go ahead and I was going to put some of the food back to make it look as if I wasn't going to, as if I didn't have that much and that it was enough for him. And, you know, so she sent him down there to get the food. This motherfucker piles more food on the plate. Like, the whole plate is, like, full of spaghetti. And I was like, nah, bro. I was like, this ain't how much spaghetti I had in here. And, you know, we get into another argument in front of my mama. My mama sent us away. And then, yeah, I looked at the spaghetti. I wasn't going to eat it because something told me. I was like, I feel like he's spitting this. And I ain't eat it. So I just kind of I was like, I'm not eating that. And it just kind of sat on the counter after that. When we got older, he told me, he was like, yeah, I spit in that spaghetti. And I was like, I know you did. We just kind of, we laugh about it now, but yeah. Man, being a kid, bro, man, that's crazy. But so moving on from that, right? I know you're not really watching the Cassie, well, the Diddy trial, right? Because Cassie's not on trial, it's Diddy that's on trial. But one of the things that caught my eye and something that I kind of wanted to, you know, get your take on, right? Because you're a smart man. So during the case or throughout his life, right? So they're trying to paint the picture that Diddy is coercing people and that he's a menace, pretty much, and he's done pretty jacked up things to people, blah, blah, blah. But one of the things that he did that was messed up was so Kid Cudi and Cassie were dating at one point. And so, well, Cassie ended up giving Diddy Kid Cudi's address. He sent people there that locked his dog away. They did something to his dog and they lit his Porsche on fire with a Molotov cocktail. And so he testified in court, you know, pretty much to help paint the picture, you know, that this man is a menace and he should be locked up. Young Thug gets online and Young Thug says, damn, Cudi a snitch, LOL. I wanted to ask you, do you think that Kid Cudi should be testifying in court in that situation? And does that make him a snitch? Even though, like I said, he was also subpoenaed, so he would have had to come to court regardless. They sent out a subpoena. He had to be in court. But do you think he's valid, or do you think he needs to get the fuck out of here?
He needs to get the fuck out of here. What I'm saying is, you could have brought that up earlier. You could have handled it. You knew who did it, right? So in the realm of the hood or the streets, like, yeah, he snitched. But you should have went and handled that. So the funny thing,
a little bit more context. So, and I want to know if this kind of changes your opinion of it. So him and Diddy had a conversation. He saw him at Soho House and he asked him, he's like, you know, you did this to my car, blah, blah, blah. And Diddy said, I don't know what you're talking about. And Kid Cudi stated in his testimony that Diddy stood there like a Marvel supervillain. He said this on the stand. He stood there like a Marvel supervillain. While he's telling him that he didn't do it. And I guess once a couple years went by, Diddy apologized to him about, you know, blowing up his car. Does that change your view on it at all or no?
Nah. Still don't change my view on it.
Gotcha.
That's snitching, man.
For me, I think he's valid just because he was subpoenaed and he's not really a gangster rapper. He's not pushing that narrative. I do also think that, I'm torn. And the reason I'm torn is because I don't know. I'm a little torn on it. But I don't think it's necessarily a negative thing for him to go in there and testify. So I'm kind of sitting on the valid edge of it. I think he's valid because, you know, this man is out here terrorizing people. And if he feels like, you know, that, well, if this man actually had a crime committed to him, he didn't do anything to this man back And if you're a law-abiding citizen, you're paying taxes, I don't have to abide by the street code. Sorry, I don't feel that way. I'm a taxpaying civilian. I should be able to use the cops and speak my truth.
Well, and that should have been done then, not now. So you need to get the fuck out of here. That's why I say that, right? You should have did it then.
I got you. I do understand that. Yeah, it should have been taken care of sooner. I get that. All right, I got one more video for the Valor the Fuck Out of Here segment.
2, 3, they're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby they never got me. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come.
All right, so my question to you is, how do you feel about women who lose weight after? Like, do you think that lady is valid after the relationship broke up to lose the weight?
Hell yeah, man. I think she's valid. I mean, ain't nobody really checking for no big ass chick like that. Like, where she look from the two of the versions, I'm saying, like, if I was to talk to her, I'm going to the one that looks but slimmer, right? I mean, to me personally, because males are first attracted to, we're visual creatures. And that's what she's trying to attract, right? You're not going to attract nobody all big like that. I'm just being honest. So I think she's valid. She broke up. Obviously, she's going to want to find somebody else. Yeah, you got to lose that weight.
Well, no, so
Valid.
what I was looking at, so I guess her ex, the person that she was with, he said, you know, I didn't really want to be with a bigger girl, and he wanted her to lose weight. And she wouldn't lose weight. In my opinion, I think she needs to get the fuck out of here. But I understand once you break up, you go ahead, you do whatever you want. But I don't know. I just don't agree with the idea of, you know, after the relationship breaks up, you now try to fix what it is that, like, you want to make yourself look better now because you're not in a relationship, even though I told you I was trying to provide you with that motivation to lose the weight beforehand. And I know I'm going to sound like an asshole online, especially if I clip this up the way that I plan on clipping this up. I'm gonna sound like the asshole, but if I told you I had an issue with something and if you didn't fix it, I don't know. I can't respect that. You want to fix it after we get out of a relationship. I can't applaud that. She needs to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, but there's a lot of things that go into play, man. Maybe she's preoccupied with a lot of stuff to make you happy other than doing that, right? Like maybe she's cooking for you. Maybe she's doing your laundry, right? She's cleaning up around the house. She don't have that time to go to the gym. Now that your ass not there, I ain't gotta cook for this motherfucker, right? I ain't gotta wash his laundry. Guess what just opened? Time to go to the gym. All right, so again, we don't know everything. Plus, anyway, she probably now learned, like, oh, damn, that was a thing that made him leave that I was out of shape. And now she's fixing it. She learned, right? Because you can say something, actions speak louder than words, and he left. So she's like, oh, this is what he needs. Because you never know. She's probably just trying to get back. She's going to fix herself and get back with him because now she's seen, man. So we don't know. I'm just saying, we
So
don't know.
let me ask you
But still,
this.
she got to look out for herself.
Let me ask you this. Would you respect him spinning the block?
I mean, depends on the conversation. Yeah, because he probably the one that left.
I mean,
I would respect him spending coming back.
And that's the thing, is like, did you really have to, all right, let's just say, well, now she'll try to play him because her options are going to be a little bit different. She's probably going to have a lot of men looking at her now as opposed to back then. But if you could have fixed it beforehand, if you have the motivation and all that other good stuff to fix it then, why not fix it when you know, they say they have a problem with it? But that's all I was kind of getting at. And that's just me playing devil's advocate. Like, because I understand once you get back in the dating market, you want people to see you at a certain way. You want to be the best version of yourself so that you can attract a decent mate. I completely understand that. But yeah, it's just, I can't really justify that.
But then you still have to think too, like, how was the dude telling her she needed to lose weight? Was he calling her a fat piece of shit? Because that shit ain't going to motivate me to, well, it might motivate some people, right? It's not going to motivate everybody. So it also depends on how you're communicating that to her, right? If she's going to want to do it or not. Because all you might have done was led her to be a little bit more depressed, where she's going for comfort food, where she's just eating herself to get even bigger. So a lot of that goes on the person too, whoever it was. So I don't know.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Sometimes it's the messaging. Sometimes that messaging is just terrible. And if you're saying, hey, get your fat ass up, like, that's not going to get heard to want, just saying something along the lines of, hey, you want to go to the gym with me? Or, you know, as opposed to get your fat ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All you do is sit your fat ass here and eat fucking bonbons and potato chips all goddamn day. Get your ass up, right? They ain't gonna make nobody get up.
Nah, that was
shit. I ain't gonna lie, man. I did the same shit. I ain't even gonna fucking front that shit. And homegirl bring that shit up all the time too. She's like, I don't like the way you used to tell me that I was fat. But that's what I'm saying. The motivation, man, is how you do it. Like, I thought it was going to motivate you to get up and want to fucking go fix yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Got you. All right. So that concludes our Battle the Fuck Out of Here segment. All right. I'm looking for that last video. All right. So I got one more video to watch. I'm going to also use that to intro this next topic.
ADHD treatment before the 90s? Let me guess. There's going to be a kid talking and they're going to hit him and say, shut up.
This treatment is fast and effective and doesn't use harmful drugs. Watch closely as I apply treatment to the first child.
I want a horse, I want a big brother, I want a fucking black cat with a tiny chin.
Sit down and study! Sit down and study! Stop crying and do your schoolwork!
If you would like more information on my bold new treatments,
please send away this free brochure entitled, You Can Either Calm Down or I Can Pop You in the Mouth Again. Thank you.
So, I'm in this weird phase in my life. So, yes, back in the day, those different types of things were. And of course, now we're not. Nobody, like, we're not raising kids that way anymore. But when you had those problem children in the classroom when you were younger, well, at least when I was younger, and the parent came in there and they did what they needed to do, right? It kind of stopped those kids from acting crazy in the classroom. I'm not saying that it needs to come back, but I'm saying that there's some validity to that's all I'm gonna, that's all I'm gonna say in regards to that. But I'm gonna say, how do you feel about it? Like, do you feel like that, like they were saying, like the ADHD stuff might be, people might be overusing it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's overused. I don't know shit. I'm not a fucking psychologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not none of that shit. But The video is accurate as hell, because you'll have kids acting up and all they need is hands put on them. Am I saying that's the right thing? No. Right? So now you don't want a teacher putting their hands on your kid because you don't know how far they're going to take it. Right? So now they introduced these pills, and I don't know if this is, again, this is going to seem like a conspiracy theory, or it is a conspiracy theory, that it's big pharma, right? That's what they always say. It's a lot of money in the treatment of those pills, right? We give the kids these pills, and then they sit there like a damn a zombie and shit because they're being mentally affected by these, you know, these drugs. I say the better of the two, hey man, reboot that goddamn kid, bro. Hey, sometimes you just have to hit the shit out of him. I'm just being honest with you. Sometimes you just gotta hit the shit out of him, man. Fucking show him what real life is about. Real life is not about taking a pill, man.
Yeah,
You act that way, this is what's gonna happen. I mean,
I agree. Real life will fuck you up. Like, you can't just act. And I think we give these kids a lot of grace, but real life don't really give you grace like that. If you out there, you acting a fool, all right,
nope.
you'll be locked up. Or you won't get your job, you won't get
And that's
the
why we got
job.
these YNs now.
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head. And before we
That's
get
why
out
we got.
of here, before we get out of here, I do want to ask you, have you been watching the Eastern and Western Conference Finals?
Yeah, definitely have.
Who
Wow,
you
what's
think
up?
who you think's coming out of who you think's coming out of the East and the West? Or who do you want to see come out?
That shit's tough. It's tough because I have biases, right? So I can't really tell you. What I'm trying to say is who I think is gonna come out. I think the Pacers is, but I want the Knicks to win. I think the Pacers is a better team. I just want the Knicks to win. Out of the West, again, I think OKC is gonna win, but I do want Ant to overall win the championship. It's personal biases against what I know, right? Or from what I can see. I think OKC is the best team out of the four right now, just point blank, period. OKC is the best team. Whoever wins the West is winning it. That's how I look at it anyways, right? So OKC is the best team, but I do want the Timberwolves to win it all.
I don't know, man.
But I do not want
I think that Pacers
good.
team, I think that Pacers team is kind of tough. I believe that the Pacers are going to come out of the East. I don't think like New York. I can't see it in the cards for them right now, unfortunately. But I think the Pacers are coming out, and I really, depending on how this game four goes, if Minnesota wins this game four, Minnesota's going to the finals.
Okay. I don't know. I do want to see Ant win it though. I think he is single hand to me again. I don't want nobody jumping on me. I think he's the single-handed best player in the league. I know everybody want to give it to SGA, but SGA is just not it for me, man. I just don't know. I just don't like this game.
I was getting ready to say that same thing. I don't like his game at all. Ant plays a tough game, bro. Like, he's a competitor. He talks trash. He's out there busting people's ass. He's not out there foul baiting. I just like his game better than I like SGA's. And I'm not saying that he's more talented. Not, I think he is more talented than SGA. I'm gonna be honest.
I do too. And I think SGA, he's just probably like the new push of basketball, I think, right? So like he gets these ticky-tack fouls, as they call it. And I get it, he's a good player, but they too soft on him, man. He gets every freaking call. Like you can breathe on this dude, they're gonna blow the whistle. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't want to see them win, personally.
Also, they just got blew out by 42 points. That's not what a finals team looked like.
I know, but that shit just been sitting.
42
But if you
points, bro.
that, but that game, you can. And I don't know, man, because I was looking at it as home court advantage. But if you look at the East, that should have sold the opposite because New York lost both of theirs at home and one on the road, which is crazy. And for the West, they're winning at home but losing on the road. So I don't know. I don't know, man. Because I was gonna say for the West, I think it's like the home court advantage thing.
Yeah,
But 40, I think that was
home
just
court advantage.
they just OKC had a home thing.
Home court advantage, it's one of those tight games where that matters. I don't think it leads to like a blowout win like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm watching the game tonight, though. See what the hell going on.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. And it's kind of a breath of fresh air to see new people, just new teams in the finals. Like, I'm glad there's no Denver. I'm kind of sad about the Lakers, right? But I'm glad that the Suns ain't there. I'm just glad we don't have to see that same group. I'm glad the Warriors ain't in there. It's good to see a new crop. Like, see, I am a little excited. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hey, but what you got to say to the people, bro?
Hey, man. Happy Memorial Day. Hopefully, and I mean, you're remembering the ones that may have lost their lives, just like my man stated earlier. I'm not really too big into it, but hopefully you guys are. I was supposed to be barbecuing. It's raining outside. No, I'm kidding. No, man, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all coming through every week. If you come through every week, man, and drop some comments in the comment box, man, and let us know how you feel about us. Maybe we can change here or there, all right? Love y'all, though.
Got you. Hey, first and foremost, man, thank you for showing up. Thank you to everybody else that has something to do with this podcast. Thank you, Pat. I want to thank my wife. I want to thank my kids. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank B. Hopefully, speedy recovery, all right? Man, you had a little accident, so hopefully the recovery is pretty good. Also, again, check us out on any place where you can download podcasts. If you're watching it on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. All right, what I want to leave you guys with is sometimes you want to make sure that your kid at least sees what a crackhead looks like, all right? And it'll motivate them to be better. All right, this has been another episode of the We're Not Experts podcast. We out. Peace.